I don't have any business being out here in the middle, but I've got to stay out here in the middle for now. I'll have me a space in the middle. Okay? Ooh. Now, having a group brought forth, come on, Brother Bill, you can fill up a great big space in here. Ooh. Ooh. We're going to finish all this tomorrow. We're going to get this body complete. Ooh. Now, watch me, Brother Ed, you stand right back over there behind the throne, would you? As we have already started. What is the first thing that comes out of a child in the natural? Should be. When you have a child continuing you woo them, what's the first thing you look for? A sign that they have really accepted you and that they recognize you. Little old toothless grin. And you try every way in the world you can to get that child to smile. Of course, that child favoring like some of you, favoring their mother or their father, sometimes their child's smile looks like a frown or a growl. But anyway, it pleases you no end when you get that child to smile. Okay? So, the first thing you must do is recognize your mother by praises. And let her recognize, let her lead you in those praises under her song. So here we go. Ooh. Ooh. Your child to smile and recognize you and the father and the other members of the household, everybody has to come around and say, choo, 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 choo. You know. And then what's the next thing that all you look forward to? Uh-huh. Mama, dad, dad, papa. And you do everything in the world you can to get them to make their first word. And they slobber and they spit. And you go, and they go. But in coaxing them, you begin to get them to speak. Don't you? Ooh. Brother Pruitt, I didn't know you knew all that. I don't. Hath been given unto me to follow the order of God. Ooh. So, the next thing you do is you begin to bring message in tongue and prophesy. They may not be but that long, but he pleases no end. Because, oh boy, when you bring with them, it may be just a sentence. You feel the glory move all over you. You have said, dad, dad, mama, papa. So let's go. Ooh. Ooh.
Sing out.
Mama's been feeding you milk, pablum, whatever. And you have learned to smile or praise. You have learned to talk with the messing tongue and prophecy. You've learned how to rest under this, that it pleases her. Then the next order is either to grow teeth or walk. In teaching you how to walk, this is bringing forth your ministry. And putting your teeth in you is the gifts of the Spirit that you chew the enemy up with. Now, in the natural, you know, it's sort of dangerous to get around a child that's just teething. Because they'll bite anything in front of them. You stick the finger in your mouth, they'll shut out on it. They don't know. They think maybe that's the enemy. I started putting some teeth into you in obedience to the Lord by putting you through these three gates and having you to put other folks through it. And you sort of chewed them up pretty good there. Fact of business, you had some of them laying out here nearly all night. That's all right. Just keep chewing. All this will come in order. Bringing forth your songs from the start. I didn't wait until this. In obedience to the Lord, begin to bring forth. Because we knew the first enemy we must chew up was in the air, didn't we? So we began to move in these songs, begin to chew him out of the air and out of the minds of the people. Following the principle of God is this. Even though we didn't have teeth, we knew we had the right to call those things that are not as though they were. We say, we got teeth, and so he brought his teeth to working in us. And then on and on, and she will raise you well. Hath raised you well because the plan has already been gone out, and she does it all in obedience. And each one will move into your place and into your ministry and your gift. That is, if you do not resist the mother. Now if, and I want to tell you this real plain, if you resist the mother, this mother doesn't play with you. She's going to grab you up, throw you in outer darkness, and there's where you're going to stay. She's going to count you as the wicked. Say, you know mother wouldn't do that. She threw those other children away. You think she won't throw you away? You see, this mother has only one son. This mother has only one son, and his name is Jesus. And it has been made for you to be like him. And if you want to be like you, then you're no more her, fulfilling the scripture. Cast out the bondwoman where then all the children can be free. Don't believe that, do you? Have been given me to believe, and it hath been made so, hadn't it? Proven all the way from Genesis to Revelation. And we're following this plan in exact obedience to the law. Hath been given us to do this. Every time I make a step, I submit it back up to him. I don't want it. I don't know how to do it. I don't know. Yeah, but I've told, and the voice Satan comes and said, yeah, but you know two or three more for that. Oh, you know several more. Uh-uh. I deny any of those steps. I give it back to you. What makes you think, Brother Pruitt, that you're going to succeed where all the others have failed? I have no idea of succeeding. I have already failed. I have already admitted in great vows that I cannot do it. And every step of the way, I deny that I cannot do it, Lord. Here they are, back up to you. I don't even know. Yeah, but you know I told you this. He tempts me. Said, yeah, I told you to do this. I deny it. I will not. It has been given me to give it back up to you, and it has been given for you to move it through me. It has been given to me to obey. That's all I'm going to do. What if he doesn't lead you on, Brother Pruitt? If so be God's not with us, then it's all futile anyway. But what is going to keep this group from being overcome and destroyed and infiltrated like all the other groups? Look at old Iron Fire right there. Look at my eyes. Walk inside of you even when you're asleep. Everything hath been burned out of you and hath been destroyed. And once you hold on to it, past the time God said let you go, these eyes will turn into pow. Won't they, Brother Silas? Brother Silas already felt them sitting right over there. He decided, he did unconsciously, and not meaning to, he decided he was going to serve his own way and go back in his old way of life and just sort of go along with this thing a little bit. You know, that's Silas's way of life. I'm not going to talk about you. I can talk about Brother Silas, you know, because, oh, he doesn't mind me talking about him because he learned a long time ago that the more I talk about him, the more glory he gets, see. Some of you haven't learned that yet. Some of you still trying to defend what you're doing. He just about quit that. Because he had to learn it the hard way that when he got counsel and he tried to do it his own way. He got everything in a mess. He had to learn that the hard way. So I can talk to him pretty straight and pretty firm. Some of you, I can't yet do that. But he decided, well, I'm going to just lapse back my old way of life. Like I said, I'm willing to do anything I can. I'll give everything I got, and I'm willing to go along and do everything I can. But said, me, myself, I'm just going to sort of slough around, you know. I'm going to get there, you know, when I get everything else wound up, I'm not going to be diligent. And I went, pow! Ooh! And I powed at some of you several times, and I shall continue to pow. Now, let me tell you something, and I want you to understand this real clearly. I have a choice, yet I don't have a choice. You have, through inheritance, you and I, every one of us, has been infested. You remember in the book of Revelation where all that swarms of demons, little old demons, come up out of the earth during the dark ages? Religion. And the religion in the world took that thing and it filled you full of it. Condemnation, false piety, false revelation to the Lord, and everything, your own way and your own desire, you inherited it. Through the radio and the TV, all those songs, tempted and tried, we all may pour, we'll a circle be unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by. Just a stranger wandering through this wicked world below. Oh, Daniel saw the stone hewed out a mountain. All of that junk filled you full of it, and it traps you every step of the way. Now I have a choice, yet I don't have a choice. Another thing, a favorite trap is religion has taught you, and the world has taught you, in order to serve God, you've got to try to do your best. That's a lie of Satan. And he takes advantage of a pure heart, wanting to serve the Lord, wanting to do everything they can, ready to die for it. Satan takes advantage of it. When he gets ready to prophesy something like that, he makes you try, try, try. All of these little old things. Now, I have a choice, yet I don't have a choice. I can either obey the Lord and pick these things out of you one at a time by rebuke, or two at a time by rebuke, laying on a hand, this, that, and the other. Or I can disobey the Lord and turn you over to Him. I can disobey the Lord and not do these things. Then He must beat them out of you in judgment, and you and I both are in trouble. Now I'll pick you as long as you'll let me. But He commanded me, said, once they stiffen their neck against you, said, you give them to me. Said, don't you mess with them anymore. Said, you pick at them, that you despise them, fire on them, rebuke them, young or old, without respect to person, black and white. And you know I do that, don't I? Some several of you tried to decide, well, you were just a little bit too big to be picked on. Brother Pelham thought that he was too close to me to be picked on. You found out you weren't, didn't you? Oh, he had to suffer something terrible. Looked like a sick calf around him, wanted to die several times. The Lord, what shall I do? Pour it on him? My poor wife. My poor family. My poor wife, I don't have a choice. If I do not pick these things out of her, you know what's going to happen to her? The Lord's going to have to beat it out of her through situations and circumstances. The devil just beat her nearly to death. And then in disobeying that, I will also get a chastening. My daughter-in-law, poor little old defeated, beat Carol. Condemned. Come in and you saw me. What did I do? Did I say, you poor thing? And I just jumped on him or push her down farther. And Barb, I'm not going to say any more about any Pete. No, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to start on you because it'd be all night. But I shall continue by the Spirit to pick you. And I could tell you a sacrifice about a dove or a pigeon in the Old Testament. Some of you can look it up. That before it was offered, it was picked and singed. That's a heavenly sacrifice. Not only am I the Spirit will I pick every feather off you, but I'll singe the pin feathers off you with fire. Ooh. And I'll do it in love, and we'll have a good time as long as you cooperate, won't I, Brother Ken? Doing something else if I have to, long as he says what he says. Ooh. Now we found out today, and I want to say it again. I was looking to the Lord, and he showed me. I said, what's wrong with that Dallas church over there? I said, those folks want to do good. And what's wrong with some of these other churches? They want to do good. I said, I've moved, you know, by the Spirit. This is conversation going on in the Spirit. I'd moved with them, you know, by the Spirit, and this and that and the other. And, oh, it looked like everything going all right. But I seemed like I can't break through. Lord said, the devil's got the seat of their britches. Lord Jesus. Said he's infested their rear. Okay, what's the matter? Could that be the voice of the Lord? Said, yeah, they go and sit down in their seats. And the moment they sit down in that seat in the church, the devil grabs them and says, now, unconsciously, said, you're supposed to sit and listen, you're not supposed to act. Bring their remembrance how they sit in the old church. How they sit there and listened and didn't act, and then when they did act, they strived. Well, what must I do? Is it already been given? I've already given to you when I fed the multitude the order. Said, I called them to sit down on the grass in groups. And said, I fed them through the disciples. Said, well, I thought that was just for that day, and that's just what you thought. And that's the reason you get in trouble. He tell me, he talks his way, that's the reason you get in trouble. That's the reason you get in trouble, because that's what you thought. Right, here come my thoughts. Here they are, Lord. You do with them. Oh. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Whoa. He said, I set them down in groups because I, yet not I, but the Father in me, foresaw that one day they must identify themselves with a sea of glass. That they must one day come off of the seat of religious Satan and put their bottom on the sea of grace. And if you don't believe it's working, you feel it moving through you right now. And so you notice I did another thing. I said, yes, Lord, I'm ready to notice anything. After you prove me this big a fool, I'm ready to, oh, just anything you want to tell me. If you tell it's in the hair, that's all right. Notice another thing, said, I put them in groups. Whew. Families, kinfolks, friends, people that are socially are close together, neighbors, put them in groups. What'd you do that for? Ooh. Listen and you'll learn. I'm ready. Hath been given to me to learn. This is what I said. It hath been given to me to learn. Once I found out the devil got a hold of the seat of people's britches, and this is what's stopping them from operating. And in a little old thing like that, and I've missed it. I'm ready to learn anything. Listen, then you'll learn. I listen to my ears open. Hath been given unto me to hear. My purpose is this. Number one, I bring the individual on my sea of glass, and I enfold. This is the words he said. I enfold myself in him by the Spirit, in him or her. And I said, I make her and him the temple of God, the individual. Said, then I bring the groups, their families there, and said, I enfold myself into the families and I make them the temple of God. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm ready. Then I go a little farther than that, their neighbors and stragglers that they are socially inclined to draw together, said, I enfold myself into them and make them the temple. And said, then tying all the groups together, I have them joined together, said, I enfold myself in them and make them my church. Ooh. And you can hear the rest of it on tape. Oh. He said, I also chose the Fort Worth Church for a particular reason. And you hear it all on tape, oh. Interpretation. Let it out.
And a new place have I seated you. I feel you in my new creation.
Stop. Everything is beginning to fall together in your mind now, hasn't it? You see, God works this way. He puts great knowledge in you, and you don't know how to use it until he sets it in order, and all at once, pow, here it comes open. Say, well, that's the way it goes. Spirit goes tying it together. You go getting the messages and songs and ministering. Why? Because he sets you in order. Well, your understanding was open, and then each part of that just began to fit right in place. Oh. He doeth all things well. We're going to start praising. Turn on the music.
and you can sit or go or whatever, but tomorrow, all of those that are here, the Lord hath already finished the gathering together of his group, who in his churches for these three areas on this sea of glass. We will wipe it out. What next? He just chose to tell me tomorrow. He didn't have to do that. He commanded me to walk in today. Oh, but he did tell me tomorrow. Because sometimes to him, tomorrow is the same as today, and yesterday is the same as tomorrow. Oh, he chooses to do whatever he wants to. Oh, the Lord willing, we'll move into that tomorrow. We'll finish the work, bind you together, and then go from there. All right?
Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath moved every mountain out of my way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath solved every problem every day. Had the faith I now have, hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day. as I breathe hath been in every way. The strength of Christ I now have hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day. As I breathe hath been in every way. The power of Christ I now have hath been given by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day. As I breathe hath been in every way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath moved every mountain out of my way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath solved every problem every day. The life of faith I now have hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day. As I breathe hath been in every way. The life of Christ I now have hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day. As I breathe hath been in every way. The love of Christ I now have hath been given by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day. As I breathe hath been in every way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath moved every mountain out of my way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath solved every problem every day. The life of faith I now have hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day. As I breathe hath been in every way. The dominion of Christ I now have hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day as I breathe hath been in every way. The words of Christ I now have hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day as I breathe hath been in every way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath moved every mountain out of my way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath solved every problem every day. The life of faith I now have been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day as I breathe hath been in every way. The wisdom of Christ I now have been given me by the Lord, hath been renewed day by day as I breathe hath been in every way. The discerning hath been given me by my Lord. and hath been renewed day by day, as I breathe hath been in every way, hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath moved every mountain out of my way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath solved every problem every day. The life of faith I now have hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day, as I breathe hath been in every way. The judgment of Christ I now have, hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day, as I breathe, hath been in every way. The wind of Christ I now have, hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day, as I breathe hath been in every way.
Have been given. that has solved every problem every day. The life of faith I now have has been given.
The joy of Christ I now have hath been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day as I breathe, hath been in every way. The gifts of Christ I now have been given me by my Lord, and have been renewed day by day as I breathe, have been in every way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath moved every mountain out of my way. Hath been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath solved every problem every day. The life of faith I now have been given me by my Lord, and hath been renewed day by day as I breathe, hath been in every way.
The promises of Christ I now have been given me by my Lord, and have been renewed day by day as I breathe, have been in every way. The works of Christ has been given me by my Lord, and has been renewed day by day as I breathe, has been in every way. The freedom of Christ I now have been given me by my Lord, and have been renewed day by day, as I breathe, have been in every way, have been given unto me the faith of Christ that hath moved